This is Fresh Air. Master percussionist Roman Diaz has released his debut album as a leader called Lodafun Bata. Diaz arrived in New York from Havana, Cuba in 1999 and has since become a mainstay in the avant-garde jazz and Afro-Cuban music communities. Milo says this new album is the best presentation he's ever heard of musical ceremonies honoring deities transplanted from Nigeria to Cuba.
It's easy to forget when oceans of music are available for streaming at any time, but certain powerful styles are tough to make effective as straight recordings. Muslim Sufi music, for instance, can be mildly engrossing as pure sound, but only clicks when it's experienced along with the whirling hypnotic dancers. For me, an even more confounding example are musical ceremonies attached to the Afro-Cuban religious practice known as Santeria, or Lukumi, or Osha, originally transported from the Yoruba people of Nigeria. Roman Diaz's version of the style, like all others, is purely voices and percussion.
Ogunde Baba Chemi Ariwo, Ogunde Baba Chemi Ariwo,
Ogunde Baba Chemi Ariwo.
I have heard more than a few albums that featured, or at least included, Lukumi ceremonies. Now, what I call drum and chant records are intrinsically challenging to get across to an audience that cannot see the performance and does not speak the language. There seemed to be too much emphasis on simplicity and authenticity. These are works you could study but not enjoy. You felt like a tourist, not a captivated listener. This is not the case with Roman Diaz's Lodafun Bata, which is a joy for those unfamiliar with the tradition. Diaz introduces most tracks by reciting brief oracle poetry in the Afro-Cubanismo style developed during the Harlem Renaissance in the 1920s and 30s. The biggest surprise of the record is that these passages do not break up the flow, but enhance the rhythmic texture.
Epo malero, ayala malero, obatala constructor de las cabezas, Oluo Popó entró a la tierra rara vestido de piel de tigre y Changó tuvo que perdonarlo. Oluo Popó, Changó, Ochun, Maferefun Ogun.
Olodo Ibolo, Olodo Naiwe, Olodo Ibolo Baba, Olodo Naiwe. Away, Olo, Donaiwe.
It's tricky to pin down exactly why Lodafun Bata excels at being both a spiritual statement and a sensual work of art. The tracks present nonstop variety, as though the personalities of the Osha deities were more vividly detailed than on other recordings. Perhaps the choir work is more frankly melodic, and it's certainly impeccably harmonized. I would single out the soaring Nina Rodriguez as my favorite voice. The most likely explanation is that Loda Fun Bata never feels like sequences of bata drums, choirs, solo sings, more bata drums, but a mesh of all the players. As Diaz himself puts it, we are molecules in one nucleus. We all work together as one. If you are the least interested in this venerable African-Cuban-American tradition, Loda Fun Bata is where to begin.
Milo Miles reviewed the new album Loda Fun Bata, led by percussionist Roman Diaz. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, inside the East Bay Rats, an Oakland motorcycle club with a reputation for boozing and brawling, our guest will be writer Alex Abramovich, who wrote about the Rats after discovering that one of the members was the guy who bullied him years ago when they were kids. Abramovich has a new book called Bullies, A Friendship. I hope you'll join us.
Alamina o, oh, alamina o, oh, che che.
Alamina o, oh, alamina o, oh, che che.
Alamina o, oh, alamina.
Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Salad, Phyllis Myers, Anne Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, John Sheehan, Heidi Simon, Teresa Madden, and Thea Chaloner. I'm Terry Gross.
Yeah,
Lord, I feel it, yeah, bye.